This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Clouds to the left, dark clouds to the right, here I am stuck in the middle wheel.
Hi, I'm Tracy.
And I'm Susan.
And this is the club for women in the middle.
You know, the ones with little kids and big kids and aging parents and work and hormones and money and a to-do list that breeds overnight.
Welcome to the Sandwich Club.
Oh, hello, Susan. How are you?
I'm very well, Tracy, and enjoying some sunshine today after those freezing days.
Oh, isn't it nice? It's so good.
What's in your sandwich today?
A little thing that sits on my wrist that makes me feel guilty, my Apple Watch.
Not a diamond bracelet.
Oh, no, that would not make me feel guilty at all. Yeah, no, this silly little thing that tells me to stand up and move and walk. I have my steps. And as amazing as it is, because that's the whole job of it, is to get you moving and do your exercise and all of that. Man, when you get to the end of the day and you haven't done it, you feel like an absolute loser.
Yeah, total guilt trip by on behalf of a machine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't it wonderful?
Mine's a Samsung because I'm not rich like you. But it does kind of the same thing and it tells you, oh, yeah, you've done X amount or whatever. So, that's a good intro to our conversation today about self-care.
Yeah. There she goes.
I'm
joking. Feel like a rant's coming on, actually.
It's not a rant. I just can't stand the expression self-care because it just implies millennial annoyance. So I don't know what it implies. I just don't like it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, I thought it might be kind of fun to talk about self-care.
Yeah.
That's not self-care. This is a deliberately anti-self-care.
There you go.
Episode today.
Yeah. What do we say? Looking after ourselves?
Let's go with that. Living in denial.
Living in denial.
So actually, I thought we could talk about the things that you actually do when life is hard.
Right.
Or that you actually do to make yourself feel better.
Yes. Ooh.
Aside from the guilt that we lay on ourselves with things like fitness trackers.
Yes.
So, you know, do you actually go for a walk because it feels good or are you going for a walk because it's self-care? Okay, I'll stop that now.
Yeah.
So what do you do if you are needing some self-care? I'll just say it without gagging.
Yeah, say it without gagging.
What do you do to look after yourself?
Yeah, so there's a few things that fill up my cup, which I know is another expression you love. I did that just to wind you up.
Okay.
So there's a few things I do to make myself feel energized and to get rid of all the stress and what have you. And one of them is actually getting outside and moving around.
Mm.
I do love going for a walk, but probably not those fast-paced power walks, just a kind of a meander.
Mm.
And that's normally when I also listen to things and kind of get my head straight. But I also love reading and just curling up onto a couch with a book, with nothing to do, hopefully in a nice warm spot, is a wonderful thing to do. Yes, like a cat. And then I'm a people person, so I do love just connecting with people. And I think the more easy they are to be around and where you can just be yourself, that is a kind of a filling and joy-filling thing to do. So I think those are the main things is getting out. I love being in the bush, especially New Zealand, because nothing's trying to kill you.
Yeah, true.
So, but yes, and it's just, especially in summer, then it's delightful because you can go late.
So do you like things that are that require a bit of admin and effort to organise for your looking after yourself things?
No.
Or do you like,
hard no.
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm quite spontaneous. So if it's a spontaneous thing, that actually makes it even better. But, you know, I don't do big planning, probably like you do.
Do I plan?
Do you plan those kind of things?
So there's all these things that I like. You know, I've talked about this before, the things you like, the idea of being.
Yes.
So, but if it requires too many steps, no. I can go for a walk in the bush.
Yep.
If I can just basically wear my normal shoes.
Yes.
And carry a water bottle.
Yeah.
But tramping, I did it once. The friend I went with now loves tramping and has continued it on many years later. But for me, too much work. To me, that wasn't enjoyable.
Yes.
No, the tramp was enjoyable, but all the lead up and all the drama.
The preparation.
It was a lot of work.
Was it one of those multiple days?
Yeah, multi-day. Okay. Lake Waikaremoana,
oh,
which is beautiful.
Yes.
And an amazing experience, yes, considered one of the best, yeah, walks in the world.
Oh,
but
wow.
One of the great ones in, yes, New Zealand. But the actual idea of doing it again, I did it and I was like, cool, I've done tramping now. That wasn't yeah, something that kind of, yeah, filled me up. And I mean, dancing used to be my thing,
okay,
but,
yes,
you know, again, that effort piece. So for, yes, me, the self-care comes from minimal effort.
Yes, yes, now, right.
So, you know, yeah, it might be, I'm quite happy to sit with a book, although, as I've said in the past, if I've got to faff around with either charging, yes, the tablet, right, finding my glasses, getting comfy on the couch, too hard.
Too hard. I said, I thought you would be a super organised, get things ready and what have you.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because of the stage of life that you're in? But you know, there's so much going on. We're stuck in between of everything. Do you think it's because there's a real kind of fight for the energy in our life?
Yeah, I certainly don't have the energy I used to have.
Yeah.
But it is also true that the more you do, the more energy you have.
True. Yes.
So, you know, I keep, yes, saying to my son-in-law, go for a walk because, yes, or go for a run because then you'll have more energy when, yes, he'll be like, oh, I'm really tired.
Mm.
Well, that's when you should go for, yes, a run. And oh, that all those endorphins will make you feel better.
Yeah. Did you hear my eyes roll there? Because,
yeah,
I know it's so true, but I don't listen to that
no,
advice as well.
No, because I'm really, yeah, good at giving advice, but, yes, just not taking it. But, yeah, I like, I mean, I've got a spa pool,
mm,
and I love just getting in the spa, mm, pool with a book. And I can, oh, be in there for 2 hours.
Yes, because it doesn't go cold.
Never goes cold.
Yeah.
And, yeah, now I'm living alone. I don't have to worry about kind of anyone,
yeah,
else,
yeah,
that I have to be considering. So,
yes,
I can sit out there forever,
nice,
if I want to.
Yeah.
A couple of weekends ago, after the big weeks I'd, mm-hmm, had, I put the house alarm on and I stayed in the lounge on the couch for 2 days.
Wow.
And I ate chocolate,
yeah,
I drank coffee, I watched TV.
Nice.
I read one more page of one of the many self-help books I've got, gave up because I didn't have my glasses handy. But I actually just did that, and that,
yeah,
was quite, yeah, that was,
yeah,
quite good for the soul,
yes,
I think.
Yeah. No, why did you put the alarm on? Was that because it made you not move?
Because I knew that if the alarm was on and someone came up the driveway,
okay,
it would trigger it and they would think I wasn't home.
Nice. Love your thinking. Just put a sign up, stay away.
Stay
people.
Away. The only thing was,
lovely,
nobody came, so it didn't matter. But anyway.
Okay, imagine,
yeah,
that the alarm was inside the house and you put it on so that
no,
you wouldn't move from the couch.
No,
okay,
no, it was
okay,
the, I left the internal.
Clarification.
I put the external,
okay,
alarm on.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was kind of good.
Okay.
And I do quite like just watching TV. I mean, it's, mm, not very spiritually uplifting, but I do quite like a,
yeah,
good bit of trashy television.
Yeah. Well, this might be a, you know, go and have a look at this. We watched Ride or Die this weekend. My sister-in-law was visiting.
Right.
And so we saw the trailer and it's about, oh, go and have a look at it, Ride or Die. And it's a series and we downloaded the whole thing.
Oh,
and
wow.
I finished it yesterday.
Yeah.
So I don't normally kind of binge watch like that, but it was good to just do that because there's quite a lot on my mind at the moment. And so I was totally numbing and trying to avoid thinking about,
yeah,
all the things that are there, especially this weekend. I just thought I want to just zone out, and that was the perfect thing to zone out. Very exciting, kind of like a James Bond with,
oh,
but
okay,
with middle-aged woman.
Oh, really?
Brilliant. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Highly recommend.
What was it on?
Prime. We don't,
oh, really,
have Prime, but my son managed to find it on Plex or something.
I have Prime.
Yeah. Yeah, go and have a look.
I have
Ride
to say, there's so many now really good,
yes,
TV shows about women in their 50s.
I know, right?
What I don't know, though, is did those exist when I was younger and I thought, oh, they're for old people? So I never watched them.
I don't think they did.
I don't think
there
they
was
did
mainly,
either.
I mean, James Bond was a man. There's mainly about men and men heroes.
Yeah.
I don't remember it being women. And especially people of colour as well. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So this one, I can't remember the lady's name, but she was in The Help and,
okay,
that one about the numbers.
Octavia,
yes,
something.
Yes, yes, that's the one. And the other one was from Ted Lasso.
Oh, okay.
Some Waddingham or something,
oh,
like
Hannah
that.
Oh, Hannah Waddingham.
She's gorgeous.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, so very good. Highly,
okay,
recommend that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so those kind of things where you can just binge watch.
Yeah, yeah.
I totally get that. And it's sometimes it's just because you've got nothing to do, but I think a lot of the times it could possibly be that you're just numbing.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if that is part of self-care. I don't think it is.
Numbing?
Hey? Numbing.
Why not?
Because it's avoiding.
Is it though? I think. I don't know. I think there's nothing wrong with a little bit of numb from time to time.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I mean, I think if life gets a bit overwhelming, I mean, that's what I did sitting on the couch for 2 days. It probably was numbing. It was right after my father had died and all the other drama that had been going on. But I didn't need to go out there and share my feelings with people. Oh, my God, like that would happen. Yeah, no, you know, I didn't want to be out there doing, I didn't want how are yous from people, that, you know, the side tilt where they put their head on their side and go, how are you?
Yeah.
Didn't want any of that. Yeah. So I thought, well, the numbing, it wasn't numbing, but it was about kind of that cocooning. Let's call it cocooning.
I like that. Yeah. Much better than self-care as well.
Yeah, self-care, that's right. So, yeah, last night I did a face scrub. I guess that's kind of a self-carey type thing, but I don't do those very often. In fact, I tend to do them when I open that cupboard and I'm like, oh, that's going to expire soon. I should use that face mask.
That's a good idea. When I went to Korea, and that would have been 2004 maybe, it was for the MBA study, so that's been a while ago. Those face masks, because they've got really lots of good makeup stuff. So they had like probably a pack of 10. And it was ridiculous amount of money, so I bought them. So I'm still going through them. And I always look at them and think, oh, I must do that. But then by the time I come to bed and see them again, it's too late because I've left it till late to go to bed. And then I don't have 20 minutes to put it on my face. So then I always forget about them. I think I'm going to do them. But always forget about them.
I wonder why Korean skincare has become the thing. I don't know why, but it's the thing, isn't
it? Yeah, it's really big there. And gosh, they're beautiful people. So it's working.
The skin, that's true.
Yeah, they are gorgeous.
Yeah. I do quite like going to the hairdresser.
Okay.
That's quite a nice thing to do. But I don't really like getting my hair washed there because I don't like people touching me.
That's the best part. Oh, I love it when they did massage your head.
Yeah, no.
That for me is such a treat.
And massage for me is a medicinal.
Right.
I treat it like a.
Yes.
I go if I've got an injury because I don't want some stranger on my naked body.
Okay.
If I wanted that, I'd go into Hood Street on Saturday night, wouldn't I? Get it for free.
I love that. Such a spicy girl.
I know some people are, you know, massage is their bag, but it's definitely.
Yeah. My husband goes for one every month.
Wow.
And that's because he's a jeweler, he's hunched over a desk with his arms in a funny position.
Mm.
So he finds if he doesn't, he gets all locked up and what have you. So I suppose that's his version of self-care.
What about facials?
Oh, I haven't been for one for ages, man. Yeah, I do love that.
Mm.
But I haven't been one for years.
I wish you could get an express one.
Yeah.
Because I lie there and after 10 minutes I'm like, I've had enough now. Yes. I don't want to be there for an hour. I don't mind someone touching my face.
It's really lovely.
As far as the chin, that's as far as I can go.
But
I
think, rolling it up takes longer now.
Yeah, that's right. Got to get all that skin out because I lie down and I look young.
Yes, because it all slides behind your ears.
It's terrible.
I know.
So what about the phenomenon of the kind of the mummy needs wine phenomenon, which fortunately has died down a little bit. But, you know, about 10 years ago, that was the thing, right? It was the glass of wine and everyone was kind of having the wine to recover.
Well, since this stage of my life, every time I have a sip of alcohol, my face flares up with red. And so I look like I've been drinking for a month. So it's just, I don't even do it in public anymore. I'll have some soda water because it's not, because then, and I feel my face go hot. And then I'm thinking, oh my God, I've probably got blotches everywhere.
Mm.
And I went to dinner one night when I realized it happened. And my husband was looking around as he normally does. He's always looking at everyone. And then he looked back at me and he went, oh my gosh, what's wrong with your face? As men do. I was like, thanks, why? What's going on? He's like, oh, it's all blotchy all over the place. Yeah, so I'm very aware that when I have any alcohol, my cheeks go all red and blotchy.
So I suppose because your temperature's kind of fluctuating all over the place and then alcohol makes you, you know, your alcohol jacket makes you warmer.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, I just don't do it anymore. Yeah.
Red wine's worst, apparently.
Yes.
Because the tannins in it.
Mm.
Yeah.
So my sister-in-law was visiting and every night she was kind of ready to have a glass of wine. And so I had one or two, but I knew I was at home, so no judgment there. But, yeah, I didn't enjoy it as much. I've got out of the habit of doing it and I don't really need it. But not that there's anything wrong with it. It's just, I suppose, I get heartburn and, yeah. And a red face. There's no one for me.
No.
Do you like the little odd tipple in the evenings?
So I used to have a glass of wine quite frequently after work, but then I stopped for kind of, I didn't want to be drinking in front of my children.
Right.
Alcohol and our family have an uneasy relationship.
Okay.
So I was like, actually, I don't want to be that person. I prefer to have a beer to a wine, actually. Beer doesn't give you a hot flush.
It doesn't, actually, because I've had beer, and I quite like a nice beer. In fact, I've been drinking the zero alcohol beers, and they're delicious because it tastes like beer, but you don't get the, you know, all the alcohol on. The toxins, apparently, according to my PT at one stage.
Yeah.
Frighten the living daylights out of me. Yeah.
Yeah, the zero, I mean, the low alcohol, some of them are good and some aren't. But I have read that, you know, there's been this whole explosion in that market, right? Because people are realising that it's better for them. And you can have it without feeling guilty.
Yes.
I don't know if it's self, that probably is self-care. It was, couldn't you?
Yeah. So one thing that I do, and again, might be numbing, is chocolate.
Oh,
chocolate
yeah.
makes me happy.
Yeah.
It really does. And ice cream.
But isn't there something in chocolate that there's something in it that's a, like a pleasure receptor.
Yes, definitely.
Pleasure is one of those icky words as well, but it's a pleasure receptor, I think.
Is it like a dopamine or something?
Maybe.
Something like that. Yeah, that can always cheer me up every single time. I think there is something. And I suppose it's a little bit of naughtiness. Mm. It's a good book. A nice cup
dark or milk?
Both. Both, yeah. I do like, I never used to like the dark. And then
I like 85%.
Oh, yeah.
So it's so bitter.
But when Gary and I first got married, he loved it because if you have chocolate lying around, it's going to go. Mm. I can't just leave it there. Mm. But I didn't like dark chocolate. So he would put it into the fridge because he also likes ice cold chocolate, which is weird. And then I would, because I didn't like it, it would last until one time I realized, actually, I do like dark chocolate. And so now he's got to hide it from me because I'm just like, it's fair game. If you're not going to eat it straight away, you know, I'm going to get into it and so eat it. Because he would take months to eat it. And that's What is that? That is such a waste. Come on now.
I can have a whole block fall in my mouth.
Easy. It just falls in my mouth.
I did, when my kids were little, though, we didn't really have lollies in the house.
Right.
One of my kids had a sugar intolerance, we didn't have anything.
Yeah.
But I did have dark chocolate. And I would. Okay. And at that time, Lindt was... L-I-N-D-T, yes. was basically the only dark chocolate. Unless you went for Valrhona, you know, $10 a slab or whatever. Lindt was kind of it.
Mm.
So I would buy the Lindt 70% dark. So that was what my children knew as chocolate.
Right.
And when my son was about quite small, four or five, and he went to someone's house and this person said to him, oh, would you like some chocolate? And he looked at them and he went, is it Lindt 70% dark?
I love that.
this woman was like, no. Oh, no, it's okay. That's all I eat, he said.
That is so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, funny. Oh, it's like when I sent my boys off to do a barista course before we came here. They were fine with drinking coffee until, instant. But then suddenly they became real coffee snobs. So I suppose it's what you're used to.
Yeah, actually, I've talked before about the coffee, being a coffee snob. Probably good coffee is one of my self-care things.
Okay, yes.
Because it is quite my little routine every morning of making my coffee and then sitting with my coffee.
Yes.
There's
something
funny,
about
though,
that, eh?
But why do we, the deep question, why do we think of these things as treats and self-care? Yeah. Why are they just not, this is how I do life?
Yes.
So the coffee for me is how I do life. Yes. It's not a treat. It's the thing I do every day. Yeah. But that was indulgent. I went for a massage. Or, it was really indulgent. I went to the thing.
Yeah.
We think of them as treaty things, don't we?
When actually they're just things that probably make us feel better. Yeah. Have us in better frame of mind, which we shouldn't have to make a big song and dance about.
Mm.
Hmm.
I wonder if you put time into self-care every day, whether it would still feel like self-care or it would just then become routine, like me making my coffee. I wonder.
That's a thing, yeah.
So you should probably eat chocolate every day.
There you go. Absolutely. Then it wouldn't be self-care.
Yeah, that's right.
Or numbing.
Your self-care day would be the day you didn't have the chocolate.
Yeah. I think for me, numbing is you're avoiding solving a real problem. So I understand that would be, yeah, it wouldn't be self-care for me if I'm avoiding something. It's just another way to have a safe problem.
So kind of on the side of the problem. So if you were feeling overwhelmed by life stuff, doesn't really matter what the thing is. It might be just that you're feeling tired. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Are you someone that would, you know, do a no? So we talked about in the last episode, a couple back, about, you know, saying yes to things and no to things. Are you good with, oh, I'm just going to cancel that plan if you feel, or do you feel like, oh, I've made a commitment, I need to follow it through?
Yeah, I'm actually quite good. On Saturday evening, we had a birthday party to go to. And I did mention to him that we got someone staying. And then we kind of got to the end of the week. We'd been away for a two-day festival conference thing. And I just didn't have the energy for it. Mm. And so I was quite happy to go. It's a no. I'd already said, no, I don't think so. But we actually had changed our mind. We were going to go. But before I actually confirmed, I was like, no, I'm not going to do that because it's just another thing. And it had been a busy week. And you go on a two-day conference, your brain's buzzing. It doesn't matter how wonderful it was.
Mm.
You've just taken a whole lot of energy and put it out there.
Mm.
So I just went, no, I'm not going. I used to, sounds terrible. So I had the two older boys and then 10-year gap and then Dan. And he used to get invited to all these parties every Saturday. And they were like one after the other. And I just started saying no. Because half of them like weren't his friends. When they were friends and people that I knew, I would say yes, but I would just send back no, no, no. And Dan didn't actually mind because he's quite an introvert.
Oh, right.
I don't think the older boys would have tolerated that, but I just had got to the point, I think 10 years later, I was just like, I'm not running around buying a present for some kid I don't even know. They probably won't even appreciate it anyway. And Dan, you know, he didn't care either way. I think if he did care, but I just would say, no, we're not going.
So the self-care was about taking things off the list.
Yeah.
I was talking to a friend yesterday and we were talking about to-do lists.
Right.
And I find I get to Saturday and I have this, I need a wife. If there's anyone out there that would like to be my wife, I need a wife. Because I had this big, long kind of to-do list, right? So I started at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, driving around town. And a couple of times, I went across town backwards and forwards a couple of times because I'd done a few things. Oh, no, I've got to go back north. Oh, no, I need to go south. And the to-do list, which just never, ever seems to have anything ticked off it. And she was saying the same thing, to the extent now where she'll write down, call this person, you know, because everything goes on the to-do list.
Yes.
But we don't ever go, actually, I would be better off to just not do those things. What would happen? But then, I don't know, my head would explode if I didn't do the things.
Okay. What kind of things, though?
Oh, it's all kinds. You know, the car needs a service wash. You know, I need to go and buy new rings for the curtains because the curtains are broken. Or I need to buy weed spray. Or I need to. It's all kind of all the, you know, life admin-y things.
Yeah.
And because I'm into the self-care on a Saturday morning, it takes me ages to get going. So it might be 11 o'clock before I'm finally organising out the door. Where actually, the responsible thing to do would be get up, do the things and come home.
Yeah, and have a nana nap.
And then have a nana nap, yeah. Yeah, but I don't do that. I tend to just kind of, you know, ease into
the day. There is something really wonderful about having a Saturday morning when you can sleep in. I don't sleep in late because your brain wakes you up, even though it's a Saturday and you can. Really irritating. But just ease into the day. There's something about that, not having to rush first thing in the morning. And I think that is big time self-care.
I'll tell you what self-care is, doing that on a weekday.
Ooh, yes.
Because somehow, having a day off, just a random day off, and doing things on a Tuesday, feels so much more indulgent or more special than a Saturday.
Absolutely.
Why is that?
I suppose it's so strange. It's because it's not the norm, I suppose.
Yeah,
I suppose that is probably what defines self-care, because it's something that is different from our normal routine, I think. That's why we do, it's quite special.
Yeah, that's a good definition.
Yeah, so I think if I started eating chocolate every day, then it wouldn't be self-care anymore. It would just be something that I do every day.
Yeah, true.
And it wouldn't be bad if I just had a block or two a day. I think that would be okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so not the whole damn thing.
Well, I don't know. I've lost more weight on the cheese, chocolate and chip diet than anything else.
It's working for you,
isn't it? It has. So, yeah,
oh, my goodness.
I don't know if it would now, but when I was younger and I was travelling, because there are three safe things to eat, right, when you're travelling.
Okay.
Chocolate you buy, you can buy in any country
and
it's wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
Hot chips, the same, pretty much anywhere you go, you can have a hot fry and it's safe.
The oil's killed all the germs.
And local cheese, you know, generally you're pretty good. So I've done that in many places and not gained an ounce of weight.
Oh,
but I reckon if I did it now, it might be different. But, yeah.
Weren't you wandering around and walking around a lot, though?
Yes. But it's the best diet.
I don't know if it's very nutritious. I'm trying to really feel. So this is something that I'm consciously taking care of myself about, is eating food that fuels me rather than just pleases me.
Mm.
And most of it I love, like a good Avo or some. I love a salad.
Mm.
But I'm now thinking, is this going to fuel me or is it just going to fill me?
Mm.
And then make the decisions around that. I don't always choose well, but for the most part, that is a question I say before I'm about to put something in my
mouth. So the fuel being so good, like
good food.
Good food or healthy food.
It's actually going to put nutrition into my body.
So if you do that and then you have a day where it's just fill, do you feel guilty about the fill day?
So I think since being on this journey, this weight loss journey, I've become less obsessed with food, which is so weird. And that's been my journey my whole life because I've always been a voluptuous woman. And so I've always had to be careful. And food has I've had this very unhealthy relationship with food. So if I feel sad, I'll hit the cupboard and find the Oreos and anything, never celery sticks or carrots. It'll always be something
unhealthy. Yeah, I mean, really, unhealthy. Truly, like, is that ever going to make you feel good?
Well, I don't
never.
Think they have that thing, that pleasure thing.
No.
They definitely don't. But I think one of the things that I've realized over a little while is I don't have this obsession with food anymore. I don't think about it all the time. And so what I've done is if we made some banana bread over the week and I would have a piece of banana bread, but there was one piece of banana bread and I didn't feel guilty about it because I hadn't been eating badly the rest of the day. So something's definitely shifted around that.
Wow.
Yeah.
We should talk about that whole thing another day.
Yeah,
like
we should.
In more detail.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, especially if people who have never battled with their weight, they look at someone who's overweight and go, oh, why can't they just eat
less
like,
and exercise more?
Yes. And you're just like, I do. And
I
it
do.
Doesn't work.
I
and
know.
It's just, it's a head thing. It's not a
definitely.
Body thing.
That's right.
Yeah. It'd be well worth talking about.
Yeah. I'd love to do that.
Yeah. So any rants and raves and
remedies? Well, I've ranted about the self-care and our review is for Ride or Die.
Yes, Ride or Die. Go and have a look at it, girls.
Yeah. So I think that's true. And the remedy is probably weight loss medication. We'll talk about that. Another day.
That's the one. Oh, good. Oh, well, it's always good to have the chat.
Yes.
We'll chat soon.
Okay.
Cheers, eh?
Bye. Hey, thanks for joining us today.
We're stoked if something in this episode sounded like you.
Come and find us on Instagram and tell us your moment. We read every message at the Sandwich Club Pod.
You can listen to the Sandwich Club wherever you get your podcast, here at Free FM or Apple, Spotify, or all the usual places.
And you can email us too, thesandwichclubpod@gmail.com.
We'll meet you in the middle. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.